And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up in about a half an hour, Janet Jackson on our show. And we'll ask her about the entire contretemps from the football game yesterday. And she will be interviewed by us here on our radio show exclusively, so don't miss it. Which, by the way, probably the best Super Bowl play, probably the best Super Bowl from the standpoint of event. I mean, a great game, some guy streaked, some, you know, he got his ass kicked by a linebacker, and then the Jackson, you know, exposed the nipple, and the whole deal. And the lingerie bowl, did you pay for that? Because I did. And, oh my goodness, the lady showed her boob. You know, we're like children when it comes to a woman's breast, aren't we? Did you see it? A boob. Wow, really? And then I see what it is, because I didn't watch it. I had the lingerie bowl on because my knucklehead friends came in, and one of them goes, well, did you get it or not? Did I get what? Did you get the lingerie bowl? Well, I wasn't going to buy it. Come on, man. We got to do it. Get the lingerie bowl. So I bought the lingerie bowl. I didn't see Janet Jackson pull it out and flash it around and wiggle it about. And you'd think that it was, I'm telling you, it's like third graders. The entire community of Americans today, like a pack of freaking third graders. The lady showed her boob, and then another thing, and you could see some nipple, and another thing, and I don't know if it was covered up or not. Whatever. Good God, and the FCC is calling for an investigation? I thought you're the guys that do the investigating, FCC. You know, when it comes to radio, you got no problem crucifying people left and right, do you? You're finding radio station after radio station after radio station, getting people fired, careers ended. But when it comes to television, you guys got to sit around and just sort of think about it, huh? Because we never know how many heavyweights you're going to be pissing off. You don't want to get anybody at CBS mad at you, do you? Because God knows those envelopes will stop coming. Oh, excuse me. Did I say something? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want to get anybody at MTV angry. You don't want to get anybody at Viacom pissed. You're going to call for an investigation? Just investigate. That's what you guys do. You see, radio, we're just a bunch of scumbags. We're at the low rung in the entertainment totem pole. So you dish out the fines, man, like your daddy home from work. But television? Well, you have to look into it. Bono, he ripped out with the F word on that MTV awards show. Janet Jackson's flashing nipplage. And what are we hearing from you guys? You're shocked and you're this and you're that. Whatever, man. I've seen worse. Why don't you try flipping on Univision? You know, the Spanish channel? When Selena was alive, God rest her soul, she used to come on and flash her rear end all the time. Which, believe you me, was worth it. Every nickel. Not that I paid to watch Univision. You watch this? Have you ever watched the Spanish networks? They got breast, butt, everything. And it's all these, you know, and the audience has got children in the audience. See, the Mexican people, the Spanish people, they had a whole different relationship. Selena was an entertainer. And you look up into the audience, there's kids clapping and people stomping along, guys with sombreros and cowboy hats. And the soap operas they got on the Spanish channels are like soft porn. But boy, she shows a little bit of her boob, and everybody is just all agog and aghast. They're talking about it like she might as well have pulled her pants down and spread. Which, by the way, if she ever does that, now that's something I'll pay to see. What is whatever you, if you show your breast, it's shocking. You show me that dimpled ass of yours, Jackson, and now we're talking. Don't want to do that, though, do you, huh? What's the matter, you ashamed of that? Everybody talking about bootylicious this and booty that. Whip those pants down. Let's take a look at that. Now you got shocked. Now you're going to have Americans having heart attacks. Because not only is it a rear end, it's an African-American woman's rear end, which is quite a marvelous thing to behold. Trust me. She comes out on stage. And then, of course, Justin Timberlake just a few minutes ago with the lame excuse, a wardrobe malfunction? Nice try, kid. And it went horribly wrong? I think it went horribly right. From what I'm seeing, it's perfect. What's wrong with it? Well, what about the children, Phil? Oh, since when do Americans all of a sudden care about their kids being exposed to shocking things? Since when did that start? Since when are Americans all of a sudden concerned about sexualizing their kids? Every bloody day it happens. All you got to do is watch Entertainment Tonight, watch Survivor, watch anything. Now everybody's upset. Why? Because it was a white guy and a black chick, and there was a little bit of boob, and there's football, and it's just all wrong? And you know what? I'll tell you right now, it was so pre-planned that it makes you just want to break down and drop to one knee and weep. Because if this was in actuality a last minute decision, or if it was something that CBS, do you love those guys? Oh, we had no idea. And MTV, somebody would have been fired by now. Someone would have been. Trust me, I've been in the broadcast business long enough to know that when things go wrong, the first thing they do is look around for somebody to fire. So the guys over at CBS would have fired somebody. They ain't fired anybody. Want to know why? Because I believe the report that I read on Drudge here about an hour ago, it goes all the way to the top, man. The top boy made the decision. That is, Mr. Moonbeam himself probably said, Mr. Moonbeam said, sure, let's see some of that black nipola. I'd like to see that. And then when the whole thing backfired on them because they got some phone calls, and frankly, I don't know what to say. I don't blame them. I don't mind adults. You know, all I'm asking them is to ask a simple question here. I don't want to sound prudish. Because they can show anything they want. Who cares? But what about my kids that are sitting there and they watch the game and suddenly out comes the boob, right? I got a 12-year-old daughter who's about ready to enter into the world of puberty and boys and the whole thing. I don't know. I mean, I'm not telling you can't do it. And I recognize there are people out there who would say, if you don't like it, you should turn it off. No. Not that easy, Ace. I turned on a Super Bowl game. You see, this is called football. Now, football is a sport I followed my whole life. But all of a sudden, the Super Bowl, every other joker gets involved. I have no idea if Justin Timberlake even likes football, knows what a football looks like, whether you throw it, kick it, suck on it, he wouldn't know what to do with it. All those jackasses from MTV, would they know anything about football? And by the way, one final note. Mike Penner of the Los Angeles Times wrote a column today in which he said the following, something, and I'm paraphrasing, football is football, entertainment is entertainment, and we should never mix the two. And I don't think I've ever read anything dumber in my life. I don't think I've ever read a dumber phrase, but then it goes to show you, sports writers, if you had any doubt that those guys have completely lost touch with anything and everything that has anything to do and everything to do with the human race, just read that one. Football and entertainment don't mix. They're the same thing, my man. It's the same bloody thing. Football, Janet Jackson's boob. In fact, Janet Jackson's boob looks a little like a football, if you just check here on our monitor. It's just one big festival of brain death. You know, in other words, one big festival of I'm checking out for the afternoon. Because today, guess what what did we do today? We all went back to work. We all went back to life. Yesterday, we had an opportunity to sit, crack a beer, watch a ball game, watch that streaker get decked, which just as a little aside, for those of you who want to streak, there's one thing that football fans love. They love to see a guy run out on the field and then have a linebacker just give him that nice forearm. It's that beautiful kind of boom, you know, right up under the chin, and it kind of drives the jawbone up and left. We love that. And that guy was from Liverpool. Good luck, Ace. And that limey says today, I feel great. I guarantee you he don't. You take that. Patriot linebacker, I think, gave him the forearm. Oh, no, he gave him the elbow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, what that does is that pushes the nose bone back about 6 inches in your skull. Yeah, you feel good today, huh? You must like waking up and looking at the face of death. So that was a beautiful thing. Then the ball game was incredible. I'll be the first one to admit that I completely underestimated Jake Delhomme and the whole ball club. Good for you guys. You got nothing to be ashamed of, and I'm sure next season you'll be in the second division and Fox will be fired. But anyway, and the Patriots, great. It was just a great afternoon. Everything was solid. I just loved the whole thing. And the Lingerie Bowl was the biggest waste of my $20. Thanks very much to my two friends who talked me into buying it. But because I was watching it, it was the most benign, stupid thing you ever saw. I mean, it was women playing. It was like watching, watching a bunch of girls play football. Except they weren't even wearing good-looking panties. They were like industrial panties with padding. So I didn't see any of this stuff until I hear about Janet Jackson's nipple showing. And the reason why I'm saying nipple is it's not about the boob. To quote the late, great Frank Zappa, it's only the nipple. You can show full boob as long as you cover up the nipple. And again, to quote Frank, he said, if I may call him Frank, we spend the first 18 months of our life or thereabout getting nothing but the nipple, and then after that we have to pay to see it. Why? Why do they give it to us for 18 straight months at the beginning of our life, and then from that point forward, every time we get to see a nipple, we got to pay for it? That is that's one of life's cruelest ironies. 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me. As you can tell, I got a little bit of the cough left. My wife is as sick as an animal, and so are two of my kids. We got the fever over there, man. We need that cart, the guy that says, throw out your dead. I got to throw bodies out of my house. Coming up, we got the Janet Jackson interview. Janet will be with us. She's graciously consented, and I want some answers. I want answers, and I want them now. We also have Steve Bozell on today, who had the lingerie bowl and was bitterly disappointed that he didn't get to see Janet Jackson's nipple. Mavis Leonard, who is a middle school substitute teacher on another white man groping an innocent black girl. That's all coming up. Our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Let me say this. You know, I recently became a father. I have the responsibility of four little ones. It doesn't matter what adults do. I mean that with all sincerity. It doesn't matter what we watch. When I got a kid in a room with me, and all of a sudden something sexual is sort of thrust onto the screen in a moment when I wasn't expecting it, or I was not going to necessarily be, you know, expecting something like that. I'm watching a football game. And I know all the arguments about, well, violence is a lot worse. Why would you expose your child to a football game? Well, you know what? Football is not about the violence. Football is about the strategy, and the aspect of the game that is violent is one aspect of it. But it is a game whereby you use your body and your brain to move a ball down the field and get a touchdown and score points for a team with a funny name, you know, on the side of its helmet. It's fun, it's cool, we dig it, whatever. But all of a sudden there, here comes Janet Jackson's nipple out of her bodice, and my daughter's there, right? So what am I supposed to do? In other words, the message is, it's up to you, schmuck. Okay, Henry, you're on your own now. And they apologize for it, so they get themselves off the hook. Hey, you guys knew it was going to happen from 6 months ago. Do you really honestly believe that these television networks that are controlled by guys, some of the guys that run these networks now, you know, are autocratic is kind. It's a kind reference. These men, there isn't anything. I'll just put it to you this way. A guy that runs a network, a president of a television network, there isn't anything that goes on the air that he doesn't know about and doesn't know that it is going to go on the air. So I can just rest assured that what went on the air yesterday over the CBS television network was not only known about but approved by the very highest of the high. And when I say high, I do mean high at that network, okay? So I would ask you guys, whoever you are, Moonves or who's the other guy? They must have some other people over there.
I think it's Mel Karmazan.
Mel Karmazan, all of them. I would ask you guys, what do you want me to do when you make the unilateral decision to just go ahead and flash Janet Jackson's breasts up there? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say to my kid? Hey, look at that lady pulled out her boob, huh? Or is it you telling me that I have to grow up and give my kid a certain message? Or perhaps I should ask this question. Is there anything you guys wouldn't do for an extra tick in the ratings and an extra $1 million? In other words, could I bend you over in front of your wife and kids and grease you up and go ahead and have my way with you if it meant a few extra million and another tick in the ratings? Would you want that, Karmazan and Moonves and the rest of you guys? Is that something you guys are looking forward to? You didn't know it was going to happen. Who are you guys talking to anyway? I guess there's somebody out there that believes you today. It ain't me. So the ladies, you know, we saw her nipple, and, well, how come? Well, because the guy, you know, it's kind of a sexy thing. What sex? You know. Jesus, I thought maybe I could put this day off. You're only like 9. I suppose I better get to it now, though. How come they're doing it? It's a football game. Isn't that stupid? Yeah, it is. It's kind of stupid. Sorry. Didn't know it was going to happen. Let's get back to the violence. Frankly, I don't find football violent at all. I find it extremely affectionate. I think it's a very affectionate game. 1-800-449-8686. What with all the butt slapping and butt grabbing? Come on. But Janet Jackson will be on the show here in 10 minutes to give us her side. Here is John. Hello, John.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Fine.
Phil, I'd like to know. Give it to us directly. Do you condemn what Janet Jackson did, or do you condone what she did? Do you think it's good for the TV ratings? Do you think it's good for your business? Do you think it's bad for your business?
Do you have an opinion?
Well, my opinion is that you're sending us a mixed signal.
Or do you got to wait for the talk show host to give you one? You got to wait for me to give you an opinion so you know what to think about it?
Well, of course. That's why I listen to you.
Okay, well, you know what? You need a life, sir. You need a much, much stronger, more assertive life. Okay? Go out and make your own opinions about things and don't bother me anymore. That's why I listen to you, Phil, to form my own opinions. Go out, sir, and put an ad in the New York Times, Wanted, One Life. Listen to lots of talk radio. Ready to blow brains out. Suggestions. Dial 800-DUMBASS. What do I think about it? Here's what I think about it. I think for adults, it wasn't so shocking. If there are adults out there that were shocked by it, I thought I made this clear, but I guess I didn't. Let me do it again. Let me take another run at it. If there were adults out there shocked by that, I'm personally shocked by that shock. What is it with us? The problem that I had with it is that I happen to have been watching the game with some kids. So now my question is this. Do I got to explain every time a network executive, whether it's at CBS, NBC, Fox, decides that they're going to sexualize their program without letting me know about it so maybe I can get my kid away from the TV set? Because I don't care what the rest of you guys do out there. You can have your kids practicing sex by the time they're nine, for all I care. But with me, I like to keep the kids innocent. I like to have them just be kids. You ever heard of that? You know, like a kid being a kid? Let them enjoy themselves. Let them live. Let them have some youth. And by the time they get to be whatever age they're supposed to, you know, have sex at, then they can go out into the tawdry, sordid, disgusting, disease-filled world that, you know, and sometimes there's a little bit of love to be found, world of sex. That's all I'm saying. But as far as adults go, any adult being offended by the lady showed her boob on TV, I find it to be, as I say, a little childish. For an adult. And I'll say it to you again. If you think for one second CBS didn't know what was going to happen, and I tell you, Janet, and the response they got was so negative that Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake are being hung out to dry for this thing. Those two kids, because you can't fire them. They're performers. You can't do anything to them. They're going to be what they're going to be. You can't fire a performer. So to take the heat off of the heavies over at the network, they're taking the responsibility for it because you can't do anything to them. What do you do, not buy their music? Yeah, right. We already stopped buying their music. So by coming out with that statement, Timberlake and Jackson took the heat off of the heads at CBS, MTV, Viacom, or whatever douchebag organization put that thing on the air. I think all three of them. But anyway, we'll let Janet tell us all about it here in just a few minutes. Janet Jackson. I'm very proud to have her on The Phil Hendry Show coming up.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to talk now, and we're very happy and very grateful that she decided to come on the air with us because it's been a hell of a day in terms of demands for press interviews. Janet Jackson, who's an old friend of ours here on the show, and we thank you, Janice, for joining us.
Thank you, Phil.
Where are you right now?
I'm at Disneyland. I just I come here to think and just go on rides by myself.
Do you have crowds? Do people recognize you?
Yeah, surprisingly, no, because I dress down, and I have a lot of people asking me, can you tell me where the Carnation tent is, and what time do you close? Because I guess they think that I don't know why. I wear a blue helmet and a blue outfit. I dress up like I work on the monorail, so maybe that's why they...
So you go incognito as a monorail worker.
Yeah, and that's probably why they make that mistake.
Janet, all right, we all saw what happened. Some of us were watching the Lingerie Bowl, like I said.
Believe me, I wish I had been, too, just to go on the record for it.
But, Janet, I want to ask you, was this planned? Was it a mistake? Give me the straight story.
I'm going to give it to you straight, Phil. Number one, it was an idea that I had, and I told Justin about it. I said if we had any balls at all or something like that, we'd do this. One of the CBS executives overheard us. And that immediately went all the way upstairs to Mr. Moonves. They said, well, they're planning on, or Janet had this idea to show, you know, to pull it out and show it. And it came back from Mr. Moonves, that's a great idea, do it. And I said, I don't know that I'm ready to. And he said, well, I'm not really interested in whether you are ready to or not. If you want to get any play on MTV from this day forward, you're going to pull it out and show it. And, you know, that's...
So you were coerced?
Yes. Well, basically, yeah. I was told, you know, look, you got to understand something, Mr. Henry. When a black girl is told to do something by the white man, especially a guy like that with the suit and the cap teeth, everything, you got to do it. So I said to Justin, I go, you know, because he's the guy that got, you know, he said, hey, that's a great idea. And then I said, look, how about if we have Nelly come out and do it? Because I didn't want Timberlake.
Well, wait a minute. Moonves says that's a great idea. CBS says do it. And they tell you if you want any play on MTV, you will do it.
That's right.
So then you say you're uncomfortable with Timberlake doing it?
I didn't want to get him in trouble. He's a nice white kid. It's going to look like he's manhandling me. I said, get Nelly. Nelly had just been on stage. So then the word comes back from CBS, no, because it's going to look like a couple of monkeys in heat. So I said,
oh, are you kidding?
No. Why do you think they had a white guy do it? They don't want a black guy doing that, because then we look like two jungle bunnies. You know how white folks think, Henry. You're one of them. And anyway...
Wait a second. I don't think that way. I'm trying to nail down here...
No, you can't have Nelly doing that. Otherwise, we look like two, you know, African-American, sexualized, the white man's worst dream. No, you got to have a... So then they said to Justin, I said to Justin, looks like you're going to have to get a handful. And I said, and I know you're gay, but can you do it? And he said, yeah, no problem. And I mean, I faked it with Britney. So I said, okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Nelly do it, and they said they nixed Nelly because of the racial thing?
Yeah, they don't want a black guy and a black chick doing that. So then Justin, I talked him into it, and I said, just close your eyes and think of Julio Iglesias or somebody like that. And he said, okay. So then we went out, we started dancing around, and I could see him sweating, and I finally said, just do it. And I went backstage, and I got the star and put it over the nipple area so that I wouldn't get the whole license pulled. Because I'm thinking at this point, even though he told me, he coerced me into this, I'm still thinking for their best interest.
So you made the independent decision to cover up your nipple with that star so that there wouldn't be even further fear.
Exactly. Just what you were talking about. So I said to Justin, what to do? He says, yeah, it's fine, Eddie. Because Justin's one of these guys, he'll just do whatever you tell him to do. He is so frightened that he's going to be Lance, he's afraid of becoming Lance Bass. You know, hanging around an Indian casino someplace for charity, you know, going to Russia and bothering them. He is desperately afraid of that. So then we did it, and...
Now, was it your feeling, Janet, that the network felt this would be a good idea then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I why else would they force me to do it?
So CBS forced you to take your top off.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you trying to tell me that I'm going to say no? I haven't had a hit record or a video since before the Bronze Age, man. They were digging up, you know, bronze Arrowheads when I had a hit. So the guy says to me, you're not going to get one on MTV. I said, well, I got to do what the man said. I asked Justin, I said, you got to help me with this, okay? So he said, sure, fine. So we did it. I put on the star. He pulls down the top. And I think they had a real smash until the phone calls started coming in.
And that shocked you?
Yeah, it shocked me.
All right, now why did you say it was a wardrobe malfunction?
I didn't say that. Justin said that. And Justin doesn't think on his feet. What I said was...
Justin said it was a wardrobe malfunction. You said, I believe...
What I said was that it was a stunt gone wrong. See, what Justin and I are programmed to do is to cover up for the bosses. To cover up for MTV. There's executive producers that would be out on their ass today. And for the, you know, CBS. So we lied the best way we could.
You're lying, then. So you were told to do it, and...
No, absolutely. What, do you think I'm going to do something like that? What, are you crazy? I mean, I'm going to pull it out like that? I mean, my career is not what I would say boffo right now. All I need is for this, and I didn't want this to happen. So now I got no career left. Timberlake's done. He's done. He might as well get in line with Lance Bass, you know, at the next state fair. Okay? Or he can go down with Lance Lewis. I don't care what those white boys do. But they're shocked, and they're going to make some heads roll, and they're probably going to blame it on... they're blaming it on us, and they made us take the fall.
All right, so you were the last line of defense, so you guys have to say that it was your decision, and...
Yeah, because it doesn't make any difference to me. I mean, I take my top off in nightclubs, but I don't even do it on TV. Do I look like an idiot to you? You know...
Well, the next... I said at the beginning of the show, I said, why don't you drop your pants now? That's shocking.
Well, yes, depending upon the time of year, it is shocking, you know, especially after Christmas, shocking. But, no, I wasn't shocked. I was bored to tears through the whole thing. I couldn't stand it any longer, so I just said, let's do it.
All right, so where do you go from here? You just kind of let it wear off?
Well, you let it wear off. You know, they're going to, the FCC will investigate this. I think there'll probably be a token firing, although I'm not sure. It'll wear off, though, in about 4 days. But you got to understand something, Phil. With the Reagan movie, with this, with a lot of stuff, CBS calculates these things. They say that they, you know, they didn't plan on it, but this is all calculated. It's a network that is going after the controversial thing because that's what they want to do, you know. And I got caught up in the, you know, once again, they just use a black woman. But who cares, right?
Well, I care, Janet.
Yeah, sure.
Well, okay, well, I do.
All right.
I do.
Okay.
And I would simply say, in the future, don't do what they tell you to do.
Yeah, okay, Phil. All right. Well, that's easy. Easy for you to say, man. You can't sing.
All right. Janet Jackson, thank you, Janet. Enjoy the rest of your stay at Disneyland, is it?
No, I'm just... I'm just kind of... What I'm doing is...
By the way, your breasts are real, right?
You know, I don't remember. I really don't. No, I want to go on Splash Mountain and get the hell out of here.
All right, Janet Jackson. Thank you, Janet.
You bet, Phil.
So, listen to that. CBS coerced her into it. She says there isn't a move made on that network they don't know, and that they live and die by the controversial story, a la the Reagan movie. So now here they come with this thing. Like, don't you get it? This is what they do. This is their plan, man. This is the game plan. Well, there's Janet Jackson. Maybe we can get Justin Timberlake on later on. 1-800, can you call the Chumash Indian Bingo, Chris, and see if he's off the blackjack table? All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Anyway, get back to this guy who wrote this article today in the LA Times. Says entertainment is entertainment, football is football, and they shouldn't be together, right? And then he goes on to say, let the football players on the field entertain. In other words, these guys are rapidly approaching a point in history. And I think this is one of the reasons why sports writers, the suicide rate among them is just so heartbreakingly high, because they realize that they're coming to a point historically where they can't fail to admit to themselves and everybody that football is entertainment. No higher or lower on the evolutionary ladder than Jack's or hopscotch. For all that it does for us. For all that it contributes to us. He goes on to complain about these pregame shows doing stupid segments like dressing Dick Enberg up in a mad scientist outfit or having Jim Nance and Deion Sanders riding steers. Look, it is entertainment. What you're talking about is these guys aren't qualified to entertain. Or the area of entertainment that they are specializing in is just the play-by-play thing, and you're going to have to get real comedians to do comedy. You can't take some muscle-headed, meat-headed imbecile off of a football field and within 30 seconds turn him into freaking Busby Berkeley. You can't take some meathead right out of a locker room and turn him into Jim Carrey. It takes years, perhaps lifetimes of reincarnation. It would take the scientific efforts of that cat and the fly, man, to sort of transport the dude into a whole other being. If you want to hire Deion Sanders and Dan Marino, who in my opinion is just so sad in that thing he's doing on CBS. And CBS, by the way, your whole pregame show blows ape. Okay, can we finally come right out with it? Fox does it well because they found some chemistry with Johnson now. They had it with Collinsworth and with Howie Long. Terry Bradshaw, beneath all that goofy crap, makes some very good points. Jim Brown balances it beautifully. It's just a great show. That CBS pregame show is embarrassing on a number of levels. Any broadcaster can see it. Jim Nance is like he's like a stale broccoli fart. It's not quite offensive, but it sort of lingers in the air, and you'd rather it just leave. Deion Sanders, lots of personality, and beneath that, some football knowledge, and I guess they've told him you're the resident clown. Boomer Esiason is a studious guy, but beyond that, he ain't got much to offer. Your show sucks. So you want to dress up? Look, I don't mind a mad scientist bit on the pregame show. Just give it to a comedian. But what happens is when you give it to a comedian and you mix in comic with jock, there's bad blood. Look what happened to Jimmy Kimmel in the Fox pregame show. Jimmy was funny, but Terry Bradshaw, I guess, didn't like a guy being funnier than him. And Terry, I hate to break the news, it don't take much. It don't take much to be funnier than you, man. I don't know who told you that you're a cutting edge comic, but they ought to be taken out and beaten with a crowbar. Because what they turned loose on the world is a Frankenstein. Just do what you do, Terry. Act like a real, tobacco-chewing clown. Make your very good points about football, which you make very well. But please don't think you're funny. Kimmel was funny, but no, they can't take that on that show, so they got to get him the hell out of there, right? Now they brought on the piece of ass, Jillian Barbary. Well, what happened there? I guess that offended somebody's sensibilities. See, these guys take themselves so bloody serious. What I'm saying is, let them do the football. If you want to have entertainment, let them do the entertainment. You don't let these meatheads call the shots. This is broadcasting. This is a whole other thing. So Bradshaw, Long, Marino, whoever the hell, they sit down, you tell those clowns what they do. You're going to analyze the game, right? Yeah. Now, when we want to do the mad scientist bit, we're going to bring in a guy that's funny. Got it? Got it. Okay, good. But remember what you do here is just for the entertainment of our fans. Don't try to shtick it up. Don't try to be too funny, Dan, because, frankly, you know, you guys from Western Pennsylvania, oh, Jesus, just please, in the name of everything holy, hold your comments to the quarterback's performance, okay? Yeah, I got it. Good boy. Now you, Deion, I like the outfit, like the suit. It's getting a little Barnum and Bailey on me, though, with the two-tone shoes. You're getting just a little bit on the clown side of life with those two-tone shoes, so back that way, way back, okay? Yeah, but I know what you're trying to do, Deion. I love you. Do the football, and, you know, like that. By the way, I didn't hear you say anything about a white boy tearing off the blouse of a black woman up on that stage. Did you, huh?
Hey, wait a minute, man.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, now, you boomer, what are we going to do with you? How about a little face paint? I don't know, something to jazz you up. Nance, you're fine. Anyway, I don't know who you're paying off or whose father has pictures of what dog, but Jesus. Jim McKay, you ain't, baby. Then you take a guy like Dick Enberg, you stick him in a fright wig, and Enberg, everybody loves Enberg as a play-by-play guy. He's fantastic, but if he consented to do a mad scientist bit, I guess he consented to do a mad scientist bit. I don't know. What I'm saying is this. Have the football people do football, have the commentators do commentating, have the comedians do the comedy, and you've got a recipe for success. When you try to mix and mingle talents, just because some guy was a real hoot in the locker room, just because some guy was known as the team clown, just because the guy was known by the sports writers, hey, he's a real cut-up, he told a joke today, ha-ha-ha-ha, doesn't mean the cat is ready for prime time. I ain't got no problem with Dion, other than the fact that the suit, you know, he had on a frock one day, man, he looked like Jack the Ripper. But I don't think their show is worth a pinch of crap. You want to start working on some stuff, CBS. Start working on that show. The only reason why you get any numbers at all is because you actually carry football. You understand? Without football, you're nothing. But the boob shot at halftime, after that Ronald Reagan movie, that Reagan and Nancy thing, or what was it called, Ron and Nancy, after that calculated piece of maneuvering, of propaganda maneuvering, you think people are going to believe that, oh my goodness gracious, we had no idea. Yeah. Hey, from what I heard, it's a damn good thing you pulled that Reagan movie off, because you had, you aired it. It wasn't that it was offensive. It was the worst film possibly ever made. I heard that Brolin blew, and not in a good way, and also, when Mike Reagan, our very good friend, pointed out that Brolin was a lousy actor, guess what his agent came back with? Well, Reagan, you're a lousy talk show host. That's not the point, man. That wasn't the point. Don't know that Reagan's a lousy talk show host. Is that James Brolin sucks as an actor. And the whole movie stunk. But I got a lot of people watching. Cut to yesterday's halftime show. Oh, my God, Janet Jackson showed nipple. We had no idea. We're shocked. We're investigating. Uh-huh. Yeah. You betcha. You know what? I'll believe that when you start firing people. Like, how about the president of the network? Oops. Don't want to do that? All right. Okay, coming up, folks, we have a construction contractor from Corona, California, Mr. Stephen Bozell, who is contemplating a lawsuit against CBS. He watched the Lingerie Bowl, and he missed out on the boob. And as a result, he invited all of his buddies over to watch the Lingerie Bowl. Now they're blaming him for missing Janet Jackson's breast. And he can't make any friends as it is because he doesn't smoke or drink. Also, Mavis Leonard is a middle school administrator, a teacher, on the halftime performance scene as a white man manhandling a black girl, and African-Americans didn't say anything about it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to the show. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, sir. I heard you talk.
Need to turn your radio down, too.
Yes, sir. I heard you talking about the Janet Jackson incident, and there were a lot of men and women, I think, in the same place today. We paid a lot of us. I don't know if you heard about this Lingerie Bowl.
Yeah, the Lingerie Bowl where the girls are playing football at halftime.
Right. That was hyped as a big event. And it was 1995, and I had invited a number of my workers over. I don't usually socialize with the men on my crews, but because...
You're a construction contractor?
That is correct, yes.
And these are the guys that work for you, huh? The guys that came over?
Well, they came over with their wives and girlfriends. I'd say probably about 10 of them. But I usually don't socialize with them. I'm not included in a lot of their social events because I don't drink and I don't smoke, and I guess a lot of them think of me as perhaps very straight-laced, and plus I'm their boss, so... But I invited them over, and I bought the pay-per-view, the Lingerie Bowl, and we watched watched that thing, only to find out that Janet Jackson had revealed, you know, her breast and what makes it notably an event is that she had exposed her nipple, as you were making a point on that. So in my case, perhaps the crime is a little more painful because I had these men and their wives and girlfriends over to socialize, to make personal contact, because my wife has often told me, well, you know, you don't have any friends because I don't drink and I don't smoke, and when you don't drink or smoke, it's very difficult to make friends, I guess.
So you invited these guys over to bond with them?
That is correct, yeah.
And they watched the lingerie bowl instead. While you guys are watching the lingerie bowl, all this stuff has happened with Janis Jackson's breast?
Yes, sir.
Did the men complain to you that they didn't get to see the Janet Jackson breast-bearing?
Well, there was more than one of them this morning who, you know, they thanked me, and I made the comment, hey, that lingerie bowl was great, and, well, they were polite, but you could see it, almost you could see the hatred in their eyes that they, that we, you know, that we hadn't been watching Janet Jackson.
Hatred?
It feels like hatred that the biggest event of the Super Bowl was Janet Jackson showing nipple, and they weren't watching it. And I overheard a lot of them talking in the coffee room. So.
Well, I don't think it's unusual to have missed it for the lingerie. I think I missed it for the lingerie bowl.
Well, it's true, sir, but in my case, because I was trying to make friends, because I wanted to try to make contact, and any burgeoning friendship I might have had at work is gone now because of that. As I mentioned, I don't smoke or drink. Most people don't like being around people like that, and now that I have done what I've done, I couldn't get a conversation started with any of the guys.
All right, so because you bought the lingerie bowl, and did the guys come over to see it?
Well, they came over to see the Super Bowl, and I said I'm going to buy this lingerie bowl because the girls have, you know, their underwear on and all this, and they'll be playing football in their underwear. So these guys came over because they want to see girls play football in their underwear, but then they
found out about the Janet Jackson thing.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Bozell, I want to take a look at the complaint here. You're suing CBS?
We are anticipating a lawsuit against CBS.
And you also have said you want to sue on behalf of the producers of the Lingerie Bowl once they give you the go-ahead?
Once we get the green light, yes, sir, we will sue. We will include them in our lawsuit.
What does your lawsuit say?
Well, that's basically that CBS knowingly knew that the performer Janet Jackson would expose one of her breasts, thus rendering viewing of the Lingerie Bowl being aired on a separate channel irrelevant and boring. This was done to undercut the Lingerie Bowl and make individuals not viewing the Janet Jackson nipple shot uninformed and in some cases unpopular.
All right, now in the lawsuit, it's asking damages based upon mental cruelty and defamation of character.
That is correct, yeah.
All right, Stephen Bozell is with us. He is a construction contractor, just one of millions of people who were watching the Super Bowl yesterday. He also purchased the Lingerie Bowl and in so doing missed Janet Jackson bearing her breast. The men that he had invited over the next day were disappointed. They didn't see it. He says he's been trying to make friends with these guys, and now he doesn't have any hope of making friends with them, especially since you say you're not a smoker or a drinker, so it's hard.
It is hard, but I thought I could make it on the basis of football and the lingerie bowl or what have you, and now they didn't see the, you know, the nipple shot or what have you.
All right, let me give our number out. It's 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell suing CBS or planning on suing CBS for knowingly putting Janet Jackson's breast up there on the stage, thus undercutting your ability to entertain your guests.
My guests with the lingerie bowl, yeah.
All right, now the damages are based on mental cruelty and defamation of character.
That is correct.
Please explain that.
Well, that aspect of the lawsuit, Mr. Henry, has to do with the fact that I was attempting to make friends by inviting them over to see the lingerie bowl, and instead those men now think because I didn't have the Janet Jackson nipple shot that I'm not as cool.
And have you engaged these guys in conversation other than the game, conversations about something other than the game? Because these are guys you want to make friends with.
Well, my wife told me to go up to them and make conversation, and so I went over to where a lot of the guys eat their lunch, and I said, I hope you guys will still want to be my friends, you know, and I know you're disappointed that I didn't have the Janet Jackson's breasts, but, you know, and all that, but I hope you'll still be my friends, even though I didn't have that.
Well, let me ask you what you talked to these guys about.
Well, it's just different things. I mean, I read in a magazine my wife had, it said to make friends, you should just share what's going on in your own life. So I talked to the guys about anything, you know, like my daughter just started having her period, and that's driving my wife crazy, and I'll talk about that, or Bible verses that I like, or, you know, what are your favorite, you know, Bible verses, or a visit I had to my mother. And guys love to talk about sex. I told them I had when I was a younger man, I told him about a sex fantasy I had about my mother. Just conversation starters and things like that. And I wanted to be their friend so bad. But now CBS told people they were going to show Janet Jackson's nipple, and I wouldn't have bought the lingerie bowl.
If CBS had properly advertised the Janet Jackson breast bearing, if you will, would you be suing today?
No, sir, I would not, because I would not have purchased the lingerie bowl. I would have kept it tuned in to CBS, and then those guys would have seen it, and they would have been cool about it and said that, hey, it was great being over at Steve's house. But now they don't want to be my friends because of that. So there's a lot of stuff mixed in about it.
All right, so CBS, all right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. CBS is the cause of you not being able to further your relationship with these guys at work because they didn't advertise Janet Jackson's bare breast. Instead, you went ahead and bought the lingerie bowl. How was that game? I watched a little bit of it. It didn't seem like much to me.
I thought it was pretty good. It had, you know, the girls looked pretty hot and everything. But the guys were all, you know, some of the guys were shooting some pool and everything. And I brought in hot dogs and soft drinks. And they looked like they were okay with it. But then they found out about Janet Jackson's, you know, showing it. And the next day I tried to change the subject, you know, say, well, do you guys like to, I asked the guys if they like to go miniature golfing or anything like that. See, everything that I try to do a conversation starter with doesn't work now because they know I'm not good enough to be their friend because I didn't have that on.
This is an unusual lawsuit in that you're blaming the CBS broadcast network for inhibiting your ability to make friends at your place of work.
Yes, sir. I had overheard one of the guys say last time, that's the last time I go over to Bozell's place because we missed everything. We might as well have been watching According to Jim or something like that, which is a TV show on TV.
Right. All right, 1-800-449-8686, our number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Stephen Bozell, who is a construction contractor, blaming CBS for his inability to start a friendship with the guys at work because he didn't have the Janet Jackson breast shot. He had the lingerie bowl on. Here is Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah, on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Stephen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm driving in my car and I'm listening to you describe your case to Phil about how you're suing CBS, and I think it's ridiculous. CBS is not responsible for your social inadequacies to make friends. They're not responsible for you purchasing the lingerie bowl, and they're not responsible for Janet Jackson's breast being shown or not being shown.
Oh yes, they were. It was on their network, ma'am. Okay, that's number one. Number two, they knew full well what she was going to do, and they should have advertised it as such, which would have given me a chance to impress my friends. But they did not, and so that's what I realize it's an unusual lawsuit, but nonetheless, it is one that
ridiculous, is what it is, and I don't think you're going to win. I think this is absolutely the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
Let me ask you a question, and this is the only way I know how to put it, so please forgive me if I'm not saying. If you tell your husband, okay, we're going to have, you know, sex tonight, and then you don't come through, who's at fault?
What does that have to do with it?
Because if they would have said what they were going to do, okay, but they didn't. And I'll never be able to, and I wanted to be friends with these guys so bad.
Aren't you their boss?
Why don't you go fishing with them? Why don't you go kind of see Janet Jackson's boob? Like, how is that?
Well, no, that was the super. That was the part of the Super Bowl fun.
Buy a porn with them if you want to watch porn with these guys.
Yeah, but anybody can do that, and I don't really watch porn. I got the lingerie bowl because I knew they wouldn't show nothing, but then the Janet Jackson that didn't show nothing either. But they wanted to see it anyway. Now they think that I'm, you know, not a very good friend.
Because you bought the lingerie bowl so they could watch girls run around in lingerie and play with a football, right?
Yes, ma'am, but instead...
And they're mad because they didn't get to watch the real Super Bowl and see one boob, right?
That is correct, ma'am, because everybody's been talking...
How old are you?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
How old are you?
I'm 39 years old, but everybody's been talking
about
it.
How old are your friends?
These are all guys ranging in age from early 20s up to early 30s.
I'm an 18-year-old girl, and I think that this is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of.
Oh, like, okay.
And if your friends don't want to be friends with you over one boob, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and it's not about the boob, it's about you.
No, ma'am, you don't understand how important looking and getting to see Janet Jackson's nipple is to a lot of men.
It'll be available in 6 months on some uncensored DVD. You know that, right?
Well, no, but not when it happens.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be a late night infomercial when you can buy it for $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Well, that's...
All right, hey, Sarah, good point. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8666. What's wrong with her call? What's wrong with...
Well, she just made a series of comments that were stupid. First of all, women do not understand that the Super Bowl is for men. And it's not for women, it's for men. And when you watch the Super Bowl and they show you Janet, and they give you the opportunity to see one of Janet Jackson's, things, and you miss it because they didn't pre-promote it, that is false advertising. That is illegal and, in my opinion, actionable.
All right. We're talking with Stephen Bozell at 1-800-449-8686 with the added twist that because he didn't have Janet Jackson's breast-bearing performance on, his friends don't, the guys that he had over to his house don't want to be his friend. And he's trying to be friends with them. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back with Stephen Bozell, a man who was watching the Super Bowl in Corona, California, suing CBS because they did not pre-promote the fact they would have Janet Jackson bearing her breast. Therefore, he ordered the lingerie bowl at halftime, and in so doing, disappointed his guests, mostly men that he's trying to be friendly with, who were... Now, you've named your next-door neighbor?
That is correct.
Mr. Roy Hutchins?
Yes, sir.
And you, why is he named in the lawsuit?
Because it was Mr. Hutchins who came over after Ms. Jackson had exposed her breast and asked us if we saw it, at which point I responded that I said no, and the other man said no, and Roy said, come on over. I TiVo'd it. He said he's got this TiVo, and half the guys left to go over to Roy's, and that was at the point where I had already prepared 4 meat platters, and I'd also had Hanson soft drinks. I had Hanson soft drinks, and I also had a case of, Diet Cokes and what have you. And I was all ready to bring it out, and now half the guys leave, to go over to Hutchins and watch a TiVo of Janet Jackson's, breast. So I want to be friends with them, but they won't be friends with me, and they're going to go over to Roy Hutchins' house.
So, and you've named Mr. Hutchins Alienation of Affections, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The lawsuit against CBS for basically messing up your personal life, Mr. Bozell. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the fact is, if he wanted to talk to me about his favorite religious verses, I wouldn't want to be friends with him either. But the fact is, CBS had every right not to promote the fact that they were doing that. Because anybody that watches football knows it could have been aired on a better network. Fox gets better commentators. They have better camera angles. They had to do something so that in the years in the future, people will remember.
Well, whatever. I don't read the TV guide like you do, okay? All I know is what I had ordered or what
I don't read the TV guide either.
Well, I don't know what you're talking
about. I watch football.
Me too. I don't know what you mean about Fox or what have you, but...
You can't tell me you don't notice the difference in the commentators. The commentators start off with questions like, what do you think it's going to take to win?
I'm watching the game.
I think it's the team that scores the most.
I'm watching the game, okay? And CBS should have promoted Janet Jackson's breast.
They had every right not to.
Why?
It's their it's a marketing implication.
What are you talking about?
They have no responsibility for your ability to generate friends if people don't want to be friends with you because you didn't have Janet Jackson's nipple on your
okay,
TV.
Okay, well, you know what?
They don't want to be friends
with
you. They wanted Janet Jackson's nipple.
I asked them to come over to read Bible verses. You're making fun of that, but you're not a Christian, okay?
I'm not. I have no problem with you being Christian, but I don't want you telling me about Bible verses.
You said, Mr. Bozell, that you wanted guys like to talk about sex. You told them about a sex fantasy you had about your mother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, seriously, if you told that to me, I wouldn't want to talk to you either. Really, Janet Jackson Temple isn't even a good enough reason to get me to come to your house.
Well, I've tried very hard to make up for the guys not seeing the breast. I invited them over for Friday for coffee. Let's have a coffee on Friday night.
That should be telling you something. They don't really want to be friends with you. I wouldn't want to be friends with you, and I don't blame them.
Why? I asked them if they want to go to church with me. I go hang out at Barnes & Noble. They don't want to do any of these things. And the reason is...
And you work in construction, right?
These guys are your employees, right, Mr. Bozell?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Well, a lot of times...
You're in construction?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, I worked in construction for years, and
well,
I know a lot of guys who did a lot of dope and drank a lot of liquor and never would have ever wanted to hear about Bible verses.
Well,
that's the construction industry.
I've been in the construction game for close to 20 years now. My father started out, so I think I know a little bit about it. And
at some point you have to accept what this man is saying as self-evident. These men don't want to hang out if you know.
Why?
Reading Bible verses is not the greatest thing in the world, man. For guys that want to see Janet Jackson's nipple, it's mutually exclusive, okay? Here is Greg. Go ahead, Greg. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, out of respect for this guy, look, I don't know you or anything, and I understand maybe it's difficult if you don't drink or smoke. However, do you realize that you're the cause of a big problem in this country for people who sue for the stupidest reasons, why insurance rates are high, why people are sue happy?
I agree with you that there are a lot of stupid lawsuits. I'm not, you're categorizing my, you're lumping me in with all of them.
Because you belong with all those people.
I don't see how you figure that.
Because, listen, think about it. You're suing CBS because people that work for you don't like you because they miss seeing Janet Jackson's nipple. Isn't that comical? I mean,
well,
come on.
The way you put it, sir, it sounds comical, but if you could take a look at our lawsuit, we've got about 26 pages here. Number one, the Janet Jackson, this is the biggest event of the last, I don't know how many years, in the Super Bowl.
Like 6 years,
okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that CBS didn't know it was going to happen. Yeah, okay, sure.
No, actually,
pull the other one.
Okay. I agree with you. I think CBS knew about it. I think it was a planned event.
If they had known about it, they could have promoted it, and it would have saved me not only the $20 for the lingerie bowl, but I could have shown these guys that I'm cool, you know, and they'd want to come over to my house and everything.
But here's the thing. If you promote it, you lose shock value. It doesn't work.
Well,
you can't promote
it.
It
doesn't matter about shock value when you're talking about a nice, you know, 2-pound breast coming out.
Okay, well, listen, remember the music awards where Madonna kissed Britney? If
yes,
they announced that, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Would have been a shock thing. All right, Greg, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This man is suing CBS because they didn't pre-promote showing Janet Jackson's breast. His friends wanted to see it. Now they don't want to come to his house. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. Drug addict. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell, I understand you're at Ontario Airport.
Yes, sir, I am.
What are you doing there?
Well, I just wanted to get away for a while.
Are you leaving town?
Yes, sir. I've got a cabin outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, in a place called Bristol. And I just like to go there to think.
Has this lawsuit and have the events of the Super Bowl caused you mental anguish, as you're claiming?
Absolutely, yes, sir. And that's one of the things that I want to add into the suit. I want CBS to pay for this trip to Tennessee because I'm just trying to get away, trying to clear my head.
Now, I got to ask you something here because we contacted one of the men who was at your Super Bowl party. Did you have your daughter come down wearing some underwear or something?
No, what I did... Okay, that's the misunderstanding. What I said to them was, okay... Coming up, as you guys know, we'll have the Super Bowl lingerie bowl, you know, that I had bought. And I looked on my watch and I knew what time was coming up. And my daughter April came down wearing underwear and a bra. And I said, here's, you know, what you'll have to look forward to. And then she turned around, she went right back up the stairs. There was no sex at all. And that's the misunderstanding a lot of people are trying to put on it.
Well, I don't know the misunderstanding. How old is your daughter?
She's just turned 13.
You got a 13-year-old girl in underwear coming down?
No, I was saying, what I was trying to say is, God damn it, why doesn't anybody understand me?
No, I'm just saying to you, having your daughter in her underwear.
What about it?
Sir, is that sexually explicit?
No, sir, there is no sex whatsoever involved in it. And I resent the implication, and I had told that to my attorney. So I don't know what you want me to say, but I had just gotten done passing out. I had some Dr. Peppers. We got the meat platters. My daughter came down in her underwear. I said, here's what you have to look forward to, and she turned up.
Well, the implication is that this is what you have to look forward to, a 13-year-old girl in her underwear?
No, the lingerie bowl. My daughter had on a training bra and special Sunday underwear. There was nothing sexual at all in it. And I resent the implication, sir.
All right, let me go over here. Anna, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, Anna, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say that you can't sue for alienation of affection if you don't have their affection. Apparently, you do not have it to start with. And another thing is, I can't imagine that your daughter appreciates you going on the radio telling everyone that she just started having her period. When I was her age, if my mother or my father had done that, I would have run away from home.
Ma'am, if I could at this moment request that you stop chewing on the cashews or the walnuts that you have in your mouth, and do you?
You're trying to put me on.
Wait a minute. Let me talk to the caller, not you, Mr. Bozell. Anna, are you working your phone a little too close, dear?
Maybe.
Okay,
I don't know.
I can understand you.
It sounds to me as if she's been eating some kind of peanut butter or nut-based, some kind of a nut-based spread.
You're trying to put me on the defensive, sir.
No, ma'am. I'm just simply saying, I was talking to my friends, trying to break the ice with a bunch of guys over beers. I said, hey, my daughter's got her period, and,
That's a real icebreaker.
No wonder they don't want to talk to me.
She's saying, you don't talk about guys. My daughter just started, and having her come down.
Well, ma'am, maybe you didn't get your period, and that's why you're all upset about it.
You know what? I've had it. I've gone through menopause. I'm way past it.
Well,
I would not appreciate it, and I can't imagine any
okay,
young girl.
Okay, what's wrong with me talking about Bible verses? What's wrong with me talking about having a sex fantasy about my mother? A lot of guys talk about sex.
Well, I can't imagine anyone. They probably looked at you rather strangely when you told them you had a sex fantasy about your mother.
But all guys like to talk about sex.
But I don't think they usually get their mother involved in it.
Well, okay, but you're a girl, so how would you know? Oh.
I don't know, but I can't. Also, I heard.
I bet you before you went into menopause, your son had one about you. That's just the way that it goes.
All right, can we get off this topic, please?
Well,
I'm talking about.
If he did, he never, I'm sure, didn't go around telling everyone about it.
It's just what guys talk about when they're getting together. Like bowling. I was thinking about having sex with my mom last night. What do you guys think would be, just things that they say?
What?
Well,
dude, I gotta tell you.
That's where that term comes from, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's been nice talking to you. Jesus.
All right, Anna, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686.
Here's the thing about a lot of women. They don't understand that at that age, young men are writing their mother's phone numbers on bathroom walls all over town. It's the way it is.
Well, Mr. Bozell, your experience might have been different from me. I never did, and I never had any sexual fantasy about my mother, but that's just me. What I most want to talk about here is the need to sue, because the lady made a great point. Alienation of affections. How can you alienate affections that aren't there already?
They came over to my house. I said, let's go over to the Super Bowl. You can see it at my house. I'm going to have meat platters and everything, and I'll have the lingerie bowl. They came over. They wanted to see it. They could have watched it anywhere. Right there, they're affectionate toward me. They're thinking, maybe I want to be close to him. Then, when I put the lingerie bowl on and everything's going according to clockwork, April had come down in her panties and everything. Now, all of a sudden, Janet Jackson whips out her nipple and the whole thing goes to hell.
All right, let me go over to Ed. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I only want to point out just a couple of things. I'm not here to take pot shots at Steve, but Steve, 2 points I want to make. One, if these guys don't want to be your friends, then they don't deserve to be your friends. It's from a social inadequacy standpoint, human relations. If they don't want to be your friends, You
That's
have
true.
A choice to say, no, I don't want you to be my friends. I'm Christian like you, Steve, okay? If
yes,
they
sir.
Don't want to be my friends,
yes,
then it's not the end of the world. You can find other people, okay?
Forget that. Are you located out in the Corona, California area?
No, I'm out here in the San Bernardino area, and I want to, I want to prove one more point.
What church do you attend?
This isn't about church, okay? This isn't a Christian issue we're talking about here today, okay? So I don't want to I really don't want to get into a religious argument.
No,
right
I thought maybe our families could get together. You and I can
okay,
get together
well,
and have a cup
well,
of coffee.
The thing is, and the other point I want to make is, I think you're just wasting all of our time as far as suing CBS for something, you know, they had absolutely no control over. I mean, do you know that the FCC chairman, is now running a little investigation on CBS and the producers of this halftime show for what had happened? Did you know that?
That, but I think CBS knew ahead of time, and if they had pre-promoted it, two things would have happened. Number one, if there had been any children in the room, you could certainly get them out. Number two, people that came over to see the game would not say they had a bad time at your house, and then they'd want
to
come over and be friends again.
Quickly, my second point, and that is, that just proves, with you suing CBS, proves that we're just more and more of a litigious society, and you're just supporting that, and we're just wasting too many people's time.
If I were
a judge in this, I would just throw this out and say, taxpayer time, you're wasting my time, you're wasting the people's time.
What about Roy Hutchins coming over and saying, I've got it on TiVo and half the guys left? Now, that's actionable.
You know what?
That's actionable.
I have the capability at home to I recorded both that Laundry Bowl and I recorded the Super Bowl.
Do you ever watch Jan Crouch or any of them?
Say again?
Do you watch the Jan Crouch show or any of them?
Well, I don't know who that is.
That's on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Well,
enjoyed it.
This isn't a Christian argument anymore.
We're talking from what we're doing right now. Yeah. Well, look, if you and your family are invited to come to my home and we could have skip stones or whatever, I do very many clean things.
Let me say this.
A lot of the cats that came to your house, they don't want to do clean things. It sounds like there were a bunch of construction work. I used to work construction like that other guy. They were beer drinkers. They were pot smokers. A lot of these guys, the first place we went to when the shift was over was down to the Club One in Orlando for the first show at 8 o'clock. I mean, come on.
Mr. Henry, if Jesus, God bless him, came to my home to watch the Super Bowl, he would have enjoyed the Lingerie Bowl, I think, more than Janet Jackson's nipple, I can bet. Jesus is that kind of, obviously, a clean living guy.
Okay, so?
Then why don't those guys want to?
Obviously, they're not Jesus. Thanks very much, Ed. Here is Marty. Hi, Marty. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Marty.
Good. I have two points that I think might help this gentleman. Number one, it seems like you have a problem in general and understanding what it takes to get people to be friends. People are not interested in what you like. If you want to be friends with people, you have to meet them on their playing field.
Well, that's why I ordered the Lingerie Bowl.
Well, understand that, but you've also asked these same people, from what I've heard on the radio, to come over and read Bible verses. But people are not interested in what you like. They're interested in what they like.
What about Barnes & Noble? What about having coffee? What about... my daughter wearing her underwear. What about all of us?
Your daughter in your underwear, well, I'm not even going to go there. That has so many things wrong with it, I don't even want to know where to start. But the second, if these people are anything like the construction workers in my family, and I come from a blue-collar family of electricians, these people are not likely to be hanging out in a bookstore either. But see, what you're still trying to pick things that you're comfortable with.
Ma'am, I come from the construction background, and yes, I had arrests and I had warrants out for me. I had a number of DUIs. But I cleaned up. I don't smoke or drink. Okay, I've tried everything. What more does one man have to do to have someone like him?
I want these guys to be my friends. Here's the point, though. You're not that type of person anymore, so you may need to look outside of that environment to find a circle of friends, which brings me to my second point, and this is really more disturbing to me as a Christian, is if you've invited these people over to read Bible verses and you're saying if you had known there was going to be a breast shot, you would have made sure you had that, that's a mixed message. and
No.
You know,
see, I can look at a woman's nipple and it does. I might as well be looking at the sun or, you know, grass. It doesn't. It has no effect on me.
Right.
I do it.
But do you understand
so that they'll enjoy it? But
do you understand what I'm saying? You're sending a mixed message to these people. These people know you as a guy who invited them over to read the Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, to me, that makes me
a
little uncomfortable.
That's a good point.
You know, that'd be like inviting them to go out to the strip club or something.
No,
you know,
see, now they can see that I'm a guy that they could be friends with because even though I'm a Christian, they can see nipples at my house and it won't be
Christians
all
are cool.
messed
Christians
up and everything.
Christians can be cool, too.
I'm never going to have any friends.
Honestly,
oh,
I think if I could, and I really would like to help you because you sound really distraught about this.
I'm never going to have any friends because of that black girl's nipple.
I don't think that's why.
Oh, come on, man. You can't
Honestly, I don't think that has even tipped the tip of the iceberg.
There's no sex involved. My wife has parked it right on my face. I've never gotten aroused.
Can you please remember that you're talking to a lady?
I beg your pardon.
What are we talking about here?
I was a sailor. I was a Navy. I can handle it. But my point is, I really would like to get opportunity advice to you. I'm also a nurse, and I got to tell you, you've got some biological issues, which I think are causing you to have some real. I'm not going to play psychiatrist here or anything, but you've got some. You're still misunderstanding the point.
Are you in the Los Angeles area, ma'am?
Not anymore.
Okay, because I thought we could have coffee or something.
Well, no,
this is a female. You're a married guy.
Yeah, I'm a married woman, but if you would let me finish.
Go to three park golf?
Let the lady finish, please.
See, this might be another reason people don't want to hang out with you.
Why?
You gotta let me finish a sentence, and you need to go do two things. One, you need to go get How to Win Friends and Influence People next time you're at Barnes & Noble, and you need to read it by Dale Carnegie. How to Win Friends and Influence People. It'll change your life.
Not Deli Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie.
I was making a joke. See, even when I try to make a joke, I'm going to...
Okay.
No, you can both go straight down to where Jesus would never be.
Well...
Oh, get a load of that. He hung up.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Sorry.
I really
thought I could tell this guy to go look at church, maybe.
Jesus.
Would be a good place for him to get some friends.
The cat's
a
psycho. Yeah, he's got
some deep-seated issues.
He's a psycho. Hold on for a minute.
This lawsuit is not even the beginning of it.
Mr. Bozell, you hang up on me again, sir. I will not have you back on the air. Do you understand?
I want to apologize. I just wanted to ask the lady if she wouldn't mind going and having coffee with me, talking to me, and, you know, we could
you
be
know,
together
if I,
for
if
a few
hours. If I was
hours.
Still out there, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I wanted to give you two pieces of advice,
I'm not saying
this in a vicious manner. One, I really think you should read that book. I honestly do.
He hung up.
Oh, is he on a cell phone?
Right. Yeah, he's at an airport. Marty, thank you very much for your kind indulgence. We appreciate
it. I enjoyed it. I feel bad
thank
for
you.
Him.
That's all right. Bye. Why don't you both go down to where Jesus would never be? 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Vernon Dozier, the high school football coach, was on our show on Friday talking about his grandson being born premature. The child might not even make it over the weekend, but Vernon doesn't care. He never misses a Super Bowl.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Number one, I really feel sorry for this guy that he thinks that God would use an innocent child to toy with him, number one.
Well, why wouldn't he? He uses everything else. He uses women. He uses children. He uses everybody. That just all God. Look, and I don't believe that God's bad. I believe occasionally, especially with me, he wants to make a chimp out of me.
Well, I'm really sorry you feel that way. And number two, my second comment is I work in a hospital,
right,
in an operating room on the cardiac team, and I've seen babies come in at far more premature than your grandson. And you know what? You might not think that they know when somebody is there who loves them, but they really do.
Oh,
they
no, I understand that. But he knows that I'm there. But all I am is just another pig face staring through the glass at him with my nose pressed up against it. And if someone were to come along and put a loaded weapon to my head at that instant and blow my brains all over that glass, the kid would just roll back over and go back to sleep, see? So I'm saying...
But you know what, though? It's what you leave with your child that counts.
I understand.
If you were to drop dead today, not that I'm wishing on it, but hypothetical situation, if you were to die today...
I could,
ma'am. And you were dying looking at your grandchild, your daughter would live your legacy in him saying, you know what, your grandfather died looking at you. You were the one thing that he treasured the most.
Do you think that would be a pleasant memory for my daughter? To remember me getting an axe through my skull, staring at my own grandson.
Wait
a minute. Why are you saying you're going to die a violent death while you're staring at your grandson?
Look, I want to tell both of you something. This Super Bowl could be my last.
Why?
Okay, I understand that.
Because
I'm not here to lay a guilt trip on you.
I also use speed, and I shouldn't, and I know that I shouldn't use amphetamines. I could die of a heart attack this year.
Sir, that is between you and your conscience of what you do on your free time.
But all I'm saying is
I have two children. I have two boys, 5 and 2. And I'm saying all I'm saying is that they know. I mean, babies
You'd
know.
Think they do.
They
You'd
just
think
know.
They do. When they're babies, they don't really know. And Annetta, you sound like a nice lady, but you could be staring at your child lovingly, and suddenly someone comes through a window and puts an axe into your neck.
The thing is that I don't understand why you feel like you're going to die this horrible, violent death.
Because I smoke and I drink and I take amphetamines, and I've lived a bad life.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
And he's basically a bad guy. That's Vernon. There he is, man. You could be staring lovingly at him, and he'd just roll right over and go back to sleep, maybe push out a small baby fart as you drop to the ground with an axe in your skull. What a sick freak, as we like to say. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
A lot of people weighing in about Janet Jackson. Mavis Leonard is an administrator of a middle school at Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. And you are particularly outraged because you say black men didn't speak up. What do you mean by that?
I think that, Mr. Hendry, yesterday's Super Bowl halftime performance where a white man was allowed to be sexually aggressive with a black woman. And black women have had too much of this. The history of the white man raping and otherwise sexually exploiting black women is long and it is violent and tragic. But Mr. Henry, I've not heard one black man, not one young brother come out and stand up and say what happened yesterday was wrong. Not one black man has stood up and said that the simulated rape of a black woman by a white man for the amusement of primarily white football fans was a tragedy. Janet Jackson allowed herself to be used as just another slave whore, harlot of bushel of cotton, and the men, primarily white men, who run the CBS television network and the Super Bowl sat back for their own personal amusement and watched a beautiful black sister get funneled by yet another white punk. And I did not hear one black man say that I watched the post-game show, I watched to see if Deion Sanders would say anything, but he didn't because he sat there mum.
Well, you're objecting to the fact that it was a white man Janet was dancing with as opposed to being a black man or just the manner in which she was being handled.
I am saying to you that a white man was allowed to pull off the top of this beautiful black woman for the amusement of millions of white men. And the white male network executive that hired this white punk.
Would it have been better, what I'm asking Ms. Leonard, would it have been better had it been a black performer?
I had said that Nelly had just left the stage and he would never have done that. Black men know better than to behave like animals. And if they wanted to have a woman dance with a man, they could have at least had her dance with a man she could control. And a black woman can control the other a black man. Once you introduce the white man into the mix, you're introducing a rapist.
Now, I'm listening to you very calmly, even though you know I'm a white man, saying some pretty insightful things. Are you saying that Mr.
I'm not being insightful. I am trying to give you a history lesson.
Well, are you saying that had Justin Timberlake pulling the top off of Janet Jackson was his instinct?
I think without question that is the instinct of that dancer, yes. And the CBS and MTV and all of these that allowed that to happen. And think it is funny and think it's fun to have a black woman have herself handled in such a way. Only a white man, in my opinion, will do that.
This is forgive me for saying this. This is racist of you.
I don't care what you can call me any name you want. I have been called every name. I've been called every kind of name.
I'm not calling you a name. I'm saying it is a racist to say that only a white man would manhandle a black woman. When in point of fact, we know that black women have been manhandled by black men as well. And there's no reason to believe that it would not have happened.
Well, I can tell because you don't sound very sure of yourself.
No, I'm very sure of myself. I'm trying to, with respect to you, express it in a way that is not going to sound offensive.
Well, you call it racist. It was a black sister up there who had her dress torn. I didn't see a white woman up there getting manhandled by a brother. Did you see a white woman up there with a brother taking her top off? And I will tell you why. Because had a brother taken off the top of a white woman, they would have lynched that man on the spot. Because I would remind you where that Super Bowl took place, that was in Houston, Texas. And it's impossible to count the number of brothers that are hanging from trees down there. In the 19th century, they'd lynch a black man for looking across that at a white woman. So I am very angry tonight, and we have coalesced a great many people in the political community.
All right, I want to give our number here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Justin Timberlake's instinct to rip the top off of Janet Jackson last night, in Ms. Leonard's opinion, is typical of white men when they're around black women. Just go ahead and take what you want. She said, had a black man been up there on stage with her, he would have treated her with much more respect. That it is a white man's instinct to rape the black woman. I think these are unfortunate points of view. I think that there certainly is historical evidence that people of color have been mistreated. There's no doubt. But to just blanket...
Well, I saw what I saw, sir. You saw what we all saw. I didn't see Jessica Simpson get her blouse ripped off by Dr. Dre. I didn't see Britney Spears up there getting her top ripped off by Outkast. I didn't see Christina Aguilera up there getting her top ripped off by a brother. I saw a sister up there getting her top all torn down by a young white punk who can't get enough sex.
All right, I got to ask you this. This has caused a problem. Will an apology do from the network or the NFL, or is something more required from you? Yeah, I mean, you once you introduce the white man into the mix, you're asking to be raped, is the comment that you made. And despite the inflammatory nature of that, is there something that you would require?
Well, I think it is too late, frankly. We are already asking black men today, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you speak up? But they didn't. And what is required now is an apology from white people for getting that, these cheap thrill, watching a young black woman get pawed by a white punk. And we can go door to door in a variety of cities, and we will. And go door to door in a variety of districts across America with a letter of apology, and we will approach only white people and ask for the common decency for them to sign the apology. Otherwise, as a people, we can begin to address the situations vis-a-vis education, business, and medical school, and start bumping some whites out of these jobs. We won't just go for the NBA job anymore. We won't settle for major, for the big-time football ticket. We'll go for the Benicle job. And then you'll see how it is.
You're threatening that more black kids will go into medical school and bump white kids out?
That is correct. Because right now we've been giving white kids, I would say, a break by going and playing basketball and everything. So, all right, you go ahead, you be doctors, we'll play basketball. But right now I'm thinking, no, forget it. Let's go for it. Bump them all out, we'll take over.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here. Mavis Leonard, a middle school administrator. Justin Timberlake's instinct to rip the top off of Janet Jackson last night, she says, is typical of white men when they're around black women. She was outraged. She said a black man on stage with Janet Jackson would never have done that. Nor would it be tolerated were it a white dancer up there who had her top ripped off by a black man. She said that no black men spoke out in protest. She's also said they're going to go door to door with a letter of apology that only whites should sign, and if they don't, they're going to start encouraging more black kids to go into medical and business school, forsake the NBA, and start taking some of these jobs away from what she calls these white punks. Pretty explosive comments. Did Justin Timberlake have just a momentary lapse of judgment, or is it just DNA, almost organic, among white men that when they see a black woman, they want to just start ripping, literally ripping clothes off of her? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Mavis Leonard is with us. She's an educator, an African-American, a female, and you're outraged at what Justin Timberlake did last night to Janet Jackson. There's a lot of judgment going on here, ma'am. You're saying that white men all behave in a certain way.
Well, I'm trying to get you to understand that this was a classic recipe for disaster. Millions of drunk white men. You have a young white punk with power and a sweet, innocent black sister trying to make a damn dollar in a white-controlled entertainment industry. And how is she to make that dollar? By letting this white man paw her? I thought it was absolutely without record in the broadcast business to have this punk grab her breast the way he did, pinch the nipple as we all saw on national TV. And I am thankful President Bush did not see it. Had he seen this, I'm sure he would call for an investigation. So we are demanding an apology, not just from the broadcast business, but from the white people who are out there and make up the overwhelming majority of the viewers, that they must take a young woman like this, Janet Jackson, who is very much a mother, a very devoted wife, and to have some white man paw her like she's an animal on a trading block.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Lisa?
Yes, hi.
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm a white female, and quite frankly, I was sickened by it, too. You know what, though? Janet Jackson had this choreographed. If she didn't want her clothes ripped off, she should have put her foot down when it was all being choreographed. She makes millions of dollars, and I'm sorry it happened too, but it's not a black thing against white. As a white female, I was very offended by it too, but she makes millions and millions, and she had this choreographed. I personally didn't want to see her boobs, and I wasn't very happy about seeing the guy grope her either.
Lisa, it is not about you. This is about men, whether they want to see her boob or not. And you say she choreographed it. That white man came up and just ripped off her top and started feeling her up right there in front of everybody.
I agree with you. I was stricken by it, too.
Now, a black man would never do that to her.
Then why did she choreograph it?
She choreographed the dance. She did not choreograph this white punk squeezing her nipple and licking it and all of the things that he did. Now, if you were dancing with a black man, he would never do that to you. I didn't see Jessica Simpson getting felled up.
You shouldn't generalize like that.
Well, did you see Jessica Simpson up there getting grabbed? No. Did you see Britney Spears up there getting grabbed?
Well,
no.
She didn't choreograph either to have her top ripped off.
I think
either.
What your point, Lisa, is your point is that she, Janet Jackson, expected to have her top ripped off?
Oh, yeah. Or no. She wouldn't have her outfit.
You know, I have been around a long time. Do you know any woman that wants to have her top ripped off in front of people
no,
and get squeezed up
she had
and felt
up? Obviously, she had it planned.
Why, because it happened, you're saying she planned it? Why not the obvious fact?
The top was cut, the way the outfit was cut, and the way she stood there with her arms and not even tried to cover herself. I was sickened by it, too.
I think we have to understand that there is a history among white men of manhandling and taking the black woman's clothes off and then just having their way. Millions of dollars don't do squat when you got a white punk chewing down on your nipple on national television.
Oh, my God.
I was sickened by it, too. But you know what? She planned it to have the white man up there.
You know,
she
a black man would never do that.
That white man to pull her top off.
See, you're blaming her now. Now you're racist. See, you're racist.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
You are blaming her.
I wasn't around when my forefathers, did this.
You are saying the black woman led the white man.
I'm not sickened by it, too.
You said the black woman led the white man down into this kind of degradation.
No, it has nothing to do. You're making something out of it. It has nothing to do with white man against the black. That was back then. You're trying to make it into a racist thing, and it's not a racist
thing. You are very racist.
She's the one who choreographed it. She is the one who had that white man put on the stage.
It's typical of a white woman to dump on a black sister.
She choreographed it.
That's what you do. That's what all you white girls do.
I don't care if she's white, purple, or yellow. She choreographed it.
All you have, the only...
She put him up there to do it.
The only use that white women have for black women is to clean your house. Isn't that right? Is that right?
Excuse me, this has nothing to do with black against white. She choreographed it. It could have been a purple man if they're pulling her top off.
Purple man. I always hear purple people.
It could have been a yellow guy.
I swear to God. Are you talking about a Chinaman?
You're making into the
No, see, you're prejudiced against Chinamen and all of this.
No, I'm not.
No, she's not saying she's prejudiced against Chinamen. She said that this was planned.
Mr. Henry, I have been a black woman all of my life. No African-American woman wants to be raped by a white punk in front of thousands of people. Thank you.
She wasn't raped. She choreographed it. To sell another album.
If they hadn't had to start the game, that Justin Timberlake would have had that woman on her knees making her beg for supper.
All right, Lisa, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Zach, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
First of all, I'd like to tell the young lady who's on the booth who you have on there. I'm sorry, sister. I love you to death, but you're wrong.
Are you black?
Yes, I'm black, and you're wrong. Janet Jackson.
Now, you have seen white
men.
Wait,
let me
tell
you something.
You know how the white man is around our women.
Wait a second.
That's right.
You got children. Back in the day, yeah. Now, Janet Jackson is in control of everything that goes on around her. I don't like the fact, I don't want to see no white man even touch Janet Jackson, because I love Janet Jackson. And I really don't care too much for Justin Timberlake. And yes, you are right. You would not see Britney Spears have a black man tear her top off on no stage.
You know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah,
you're right.
Let me tell you something. You're wrong in a lot of other things. Janet Jackson would not have anybody touch her unless she wanted it. Janet Jackson is in control, baby. Okay?
I think this is the whole reason why the black man has never really understood.
No, you're going a little bit overboard. I can't see how you even work for the education system with the viewpoints that you have because you're a little bit way over to the left.
I walk with Dr. King. I was in St. Augustine with him. I have never had a brother tear off my blouse or act like an animal.
Yes, but you know what? Wait. You're going a little bit overboard. You are, okay?
And when a white man does that, did you stand up and say anything? I would have kicked his ass around the block.
Yes, but you know what? Janet wanted that to happen. I'm sorry to tell you that. Janet's all about making money on the Super Bowl. Janet wanted somebody to rip off her top. That's why she had her nipple covered.
Well, Zach's point is that Janet Jackson is a consummate professional, completely produces all of her material,
yeah.
So she's the boss.
Yeah.
She's cutting
and
the paychecks
you,
out
Jess,
there.
I did not like the fact that Justin did that to her, Billy, a white boy. I'm telling you. And you're right. They would never have a black man tear off the top of Britney Spears or Jessica Simpson or whatever on national TV like that. You're right.
You know something? The day I see Pink have a black man go down on a nipple like that, then it will be the day I walk
on
water.
And you know what?
My name will be Jesus
Christ.
And
wait a second. It won't happen. You're right. But what you're saying is you're going a little bit overboard on the extreme. Yes, about this whole, you are talking back, you're talking about slavery days, honey. If slavery days are over, black women are very much in control
of
their situation.
You got to stand up for your sister. You have to go up there and get justice.
Black women are strong these days. Ain't no black woman going to let no white man do anything that they don't want to. I'm sorry. Black woman is too strong.
Just like back in the day when they were trying to breed
We're not talking about back in the day, honey. We're talking about now. We're not talking about before. We're talking about now. I think your mind is still set back in the day. Black women are too strong. I don't know any black woman that will let a white man do anything to them what they don't want to. I'm sorry.
Didn't know me in my younger days. But I tell
you, we're talking about now.
Yeah, I need a money.
2004.
First of all, the nipple gets exposed. Next thing you know, she's got a tap dance for a cookie.
You want to do that?
Yeah, that's right.
You're taking things a little bit to the extreme, honey.
Tap dance for a cookie?
John, you got the wrong person on the phone.
All right, well,
I'd like to say the host, I'm talking to a black man. I'm a black woman. I'd like to say
you're
a white man.
You're going too far.
No, but you're a white man.
Ain't no black woman ain't going to tap dance for no cookie no more.
You see what a black woman do for the white man? She rip off her top and show everything.
Justin Timberlake. That's on Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson's a billion. Janet Jackson has so much money, she controls what happens to her on stage. I'm sorry. I don't know where you got to twist it up thinking of Justin.
You know, I hate to tell you this, brother. I think you got a little bit of white in you. I don't know how it happened.
Oh, come on.
I think you have a little bit of black ignorance in you, honey. I'm sorry.
I just think maybe a little bit of cream got in the coffee on you.
No. You're an educated woman.
Yeah.
You don't sound like an educated woman. You sound like you're not
idiot.
In no education system.
All right, listen, Zach, thank you. Good comments. 1-800-449-8686. Justin Timberlake took advantage of Janet Jackson last night. This lady would like him to apologize and all whites to apologize.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Back here with Mavis Leonard. She is the middle school administrator. Ms. Leonard, talking about Janet Jackson being victimized by Justin Timberlake last night, having herself to be manhandled. You say she has basically taken black women back decades?
Well, I had asked you to at the beginning of your program if you had seen Janet Jackson's face. Once that white punk ripped her brassiere off, she was mortified. She saw the decade of the black woman struggling for freedom passing before her eyes. Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, Betsy Ross, all of them rolling in their graves because she would not do anything about it. And I was shocked. I don't disagree with a lot of the people calling it. Janet Jackson was in control. And the minute a white boy puts his hands on you like that, I will tell you that I was a 27-year-old, newly married woman. And my husband, ML, and I were at a bowling alley, and we were down in St. Augustine, Florida. And a white boy come up and try to put his hands on me. And my husband, I looked at him, I said, what you going to do, fool? Are you going to do anything? And he just sat there looking stupid. Now, I carry a purse. And in my purse, I always carry my Bible. I never go nowhere without my Bible. And I swung around, and as hard as I could, I hit that white boy right in the face with my purse, and it drove his jawbone back into his head, right up into his brain. Now, nobody found out about that. I've always kept that very close to my heart. I tell you right now, Janet Jackson should have taken that Justin Timberlake, and she should have driven his nose back into his head about 4 or 5 inches. But no, she didn't do that, because the black woman today don't have the courage that we had back in the day.
All right. I'm not going
to
comment.
We could. There is nothing for you to comment about, sir.
All right, fine. 1-800-449-8686. Susan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Ma'am, this is not a race issue. These two are entertainers. They were entertaining the crowd and the people that were watching TV.
Are you a white woman?
Yes, I'm a white woman, right, but I have a black child.
Here we go.
I have a son that is mixed, biracial.
He's mixed?
Yes.
Now, what do you mean by mixed?
My son's father is black.
I don't get it.
So
mixed
I'm as far
race.
As racist as
oh, you
can
are,
get.
You are a white woman married to a black man?
Yes.
All right, now, does he rip your top off in public? No.
No, my son,
does
no.
Does he manhandle you? No. Does he treat you with disrespect? No. But Justin Timberlake go up.
There are plenty of black men that disrespect black women and white women.
Well, I have never met a black man.
Do you watch videos?
Well, I don't watch fairy tales. I'm talking about real life.
Do you know who Janet Jackson goes out with? She goes out with famous rapper Jermaine Dupri, which
all
has
right.
half butt-naked women on his videos all the time.
All right, but I don't see him slapping women
and
around.
And she does not have any
I
kids.
I don't see him slapping women
She's
around,
not
right?
this pristine black see, woman that you call innocent.
She's a mother, and she is...
She's not a mother, and she's not married.
The last I checked, she's got 3 or 4 children.
No, she does
she
not.
She is church-going. She is
Janet Jackson?
You are unreal.
You are misinformed because
no,
you're white.
No, I'm not misinformed
no, because,
she dates Jermaine Dupri.
Janet Jackson standing there not slapping that Justin Timberlake across his face.
Oh, ma'am.
She
anyway,
may have well
it's not a race issue. They planned it. The whole
Why
thing was
she,
planned.
You know,
they were entertaining.
You know what? I'm surprised she didn't scrub the stage clean before she walked off. Why didn't you give it a nice sweep up?
You are so unreal.
You know something, Susan?
You're making it to be something that is not even.
Well, I tell you what. I love to talk to a black person about that. I can't take the word of a white woman trying to be black.
No, man, I'm not trying to be black.
Well, you married a brother.
That has nothing to do with it.
You married a brother.
I have a black child because that's who I ended up with. That's who I loved. It did not matter about his skin color.
You know what you are? You're a mauve lid. You know what a mauve lid is?
What's that?
A wove lid. That's a stove lid and a white woman put together.
You are so
oh
ridiculous.
My God.
You know, I think you have the luxury to laugh at me, but when you live long enough, like I have.
I cannot believe you are a middle school administrator and have those kind of views in your head.
How come you married a black man?
Huh?
How can you were just... Were you
because that's
off?
Who I fell in love with. That's who I was
your,
happy with.
You trying to make your parents angry? You were rejecting your childhood?
No, that had nothing to do with it. I went out with white men. I went out with Mexican men. I went out with black men. It has nothing to do. That's who I ended up with because that's who I loved.
Well, there's something fishy about your story.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing fishy about it.
I bet you put extra padding in your underwear just so you can feel what it's like.
No,
you have
honey.
Your
no,
ass,
honey.
Have a booty.
I got
right.
plenty of my own.
All
I
right.
don't need no padding.
Yeah, okay. Susan, thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's go over here to Steve. Steve, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Mavis Leonard from Joyful Union Congregation.
Yes, Miss Leonard. I don't think that Justin Timberlake did anything that Janet Jackson didn't already know about it. And you never hear white guys making comments about black guys, about black women like black guys do. Black guys call them whores and hoes and sluts. And
well,
you never see
well,
black guys
well,
talking
well,
about black women like that.
Yeah, the whole reason
it's usually
for that...
The, usually well, the brothers are the well, ones who are doing that.
White men are afraid to talk that way around black men.
No, black men talk that way around plenty of white men. White men have
right.
more class than to talk about women
the,
like
the
that.
The black men talk that way because they know white men ain't going to do
no,
nothing
No, the black
it.
Men talk
black
like that
talk
because
like
they
that.
Have less
black
respect
come down
for women
on top
than
of you, see?
White men do.
They're going to kick his ass. See?
No, yeah, see, that's the whole thing about black guys. Yeah, they want to do that.
White guys want to do that.
They want to do that. So the black guys can't.
I can't understand anybody. Hold on for a minute. I can't understand a word anybody's saying. I mean, Steve is saying that they speak...
The white man knows that they'll get their ass tossed by a black woman if they say smack about them. See, so, you know.
Well, if that's true, then why didn't Janet Jackson kick Justin Timberlake's ass?
That's the whole thing I'm trying to figure out. I don't know.
Because she knew everything that was going to happen before they ever come on stage.
No black woman deserves having a nipple eaten for a lunch by a white punk.
Well, I tell you what, if she okayed it, I mean, if she okayed it before it was ever done.
When that white punk tore off her brassiere, didn't you?
Well, look at this
all
right. She didn't
you know,
do anything that...
She,
didn't
the,
do anything
the lady choreographed it.
I understand she choreographed it, but what I don't like are all these white boys going, woo, and all that stuff when they see it happening, clapping their hands, chasing a cab around a corral, getting in the back of the daddy's Lincoln.
I'm just saying this, that you never hear white guys I mean, I'm a Southern white gentleman.
White boys.
And I look at it this way, that you never hear white guys talking about women like that. I'm just sorry, Mr. Henry. But
well, you ought to be around more white men then.
She is racist when it comes to anything white.
All right, thanks. But then, Steve, you got your own problems. Here is Shane on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, I would just like to say,
have you heard that movie, Come On Home, Shane, or When You Going?
One of the most ignorant
Did you ever hear that?
I have ever heard in my life.
Who's talking?
Shane.
How about that movie, Get Out of Here, Shane? Or what's that movie called?
What are you talking
about? When Are You Coming
about?
Home, Shane?
Did you
or
see
something?
Janet Jackson grabbing Justin Timberlake's ass and, like, pulling it up against her and grinding
now
against
Now you're making
him?
It up. Now
that was her
up.
Grabbing a white guy.
Now you're making it up. See, she never did that.
What
I saw was Justin Timberlake take her by the hair and bend her over a speaker.
No, wait a minute. No, that did not happen. He didn't bend her over a speaker.
No way.
Well, I don't know.
And
the speaker might have been
saying that she never wanted him to do it. And now you're changing your mind and saying, okay, she did choreograph it, and she wanted him to do it, but she should have beat him down with the Bible?
I'm telling you right now that I have never seen a black woman let a white man par that she haven't kicked his ass around a block for drill.
Okay.
30 more seconds of that song, she would have been Kobe'd.
People as white boy. And black people is black man. I mean, you have an underlying tone of racism.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. What's the studio? Shane, don't go, Shane. Remember that? That was an Alan Ladd and a little white boy who was a pain in the ass in that movie. I'll never forget that boy. I hated him so. But it's a movie called Shane.
It was an old Western called Shane. Starring Alan Ladd. She's just... And at the very end, he rides off into the sunset. And the little boy goes, please, Shane, don't go.
That's right. You ever have anybody kind of kid around with you like that? Hey, Shane, don't go. Like if you have to leave the bowling alley early. Oh, Shane, don't go. And then they laugh. Now, Alan Ladd...
I've never had anything to do with
it. I'll tell you right now, Alan Ladd, he'd rip the blouse right off a black woman and wouldn't spit.
Ignorance is bliss.
That's the kind of white man he was. I loved him, but you could just tell he was small. He came up about
boob size. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's babbling.
Are you really a middle school administrator or a teacher?
Ms. Leonard, you're contradicting yourself, as Shane just pointed out. You know, on the one hand, she was manhandled. On the other hand, she let it happen. And then on the other hand, she should have kicked his ass, and she didn't. So which is it?
I just told you Alan Ladd probably pawed Butterfly McQueen, and you people are not saying anything about it, and she ain't going to sit there. He ain't saying nothing about it.
What do you mean, Alan Ladd pawed Butterfly McQueen? What?
All right, Mr. Henry, you know, I hope that
I have no idea
you listen back
about
to a tape of this. No, you listen back to a tape of this show, you'll vomit.
She threw up. I was going to say she threw up. She hung up.
Yeah. She's lost her mind. That's one of the craziest. Do we know?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing that.
Do we notice she actually works at a middle school, or is she just saying she does?
She works at a middle school. But what we have here is, all right. Now hold on for a minute. Yes, ma'am.
Lamont, can you grab me with another? Give me another wild turkey. Hello.
Yeah, you're back on the air.
Oh, I just gonna say, Butterfly McQueen still has Alan Ladd's teeth marks on her back, and Marv Albert's. See, that's the part that...
Get out of here. All right, Shane, thank you, sir.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Marv Albert. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Survivor Compton. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Time now for the funniest lines on the Phil Henry Show. This isn't really a competition. We just asked you to contribute lines that you remember different characters saying. Individual lines that perhaps, gave you a chuckle. And we put them on our website if they're worthy, and we've gotten a lot over the last few days. Funniest lines as chosen by you, the listeners. Mother would make me lay with her when she had her special orange juice. R.C. Collins. Steve only beats me when we make love or when I burn the chicken. Bobby Dooley. That's a very good one. Here's one that was said by Clara Bingham. If a man don't know Minnie Mouse, he got to be some kind of Al-Qaeda. Here's one from R.C. Collins again. I'm not going to get my young ass shot off just so Clinton can get another Hummer from a fat girl. Mavis Leonard said, if you weren't my nephew, I'd hop on you and break it off. Bobby Dooley. I gave Coach Rivers oral sex at the parking lot of the Kookaroo Chicken. Chris Norton, of course, with his famous A Lot of Women Find Me Sessy. I like this one. This is from Bud Dickman. There's a war happening in Arab Town. R.C. Collins, why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off? From Roland Schwinn, it was a very long mass, and I was very hungry, so I took with me a Lebanese bologna with a cream cheese on wheat bread. Whatever. We have Dean Wheeler, who said, it's a sexy job. Women want the cold, hard steel I keep in my slacks. Bobby Dooley said, the president of the Homeowners Association, I think it's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me. Clara Bingham, how safe can we be when the president doesn't know who Leonardo DiCaprio is? Did we do the one with my all-time favorite one? I think it was Vernon Dozier who said, do you know how drunk a black man has to get to make love to Reba McEntire? Here's R.C. Collins. If you saw Richard Petty, this is a little racy, I don't think. I'm going to pass this one by. You guys go to the website and read it. Here's one from Jeff Dowder. If they pay me extra, I'll throw my junk in their face. Here is Commandant Wireman, of course, the very famous, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take it below, Mr. Hendry, for the makings. Then we have, do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square? David Hall. This is when that lady Hyatt called in. Her name was Hyatt. So Bobby Dooley said, and what are your kids named? Marriott, Sheraton, and Motel 6. Peter Oliver is a character that we had on the show a while back. He said, quote, if a woman doesn't give me sex, I give her a scissor kick right across the ribs. Ted Bell, talking to a man who had run over his dog, he said, you're the one that used your dog as a speed bump. Bobby Dooley, a lot of whites pass out when they think of a black person on a sled. That's classic. A lot of whites pass out when they think of a black person on a sled? Steve Bozell said, we're going to sue them for denying me the right to be viewed as unretarded during sex. Ted Bell said, people like Donald Trump or Ted Bell, we make the world spin. I can't be distracted by Mr. Miyagi, who delivers fortune cookies to Panda Express because he got all possessive about his damn sun visor. Mavis Leonard, they turned my cousin into Kentucky Fried Negro. What was that? Pastor William Rennick, one of my favorites, said the following. You ever see a woman, he said, you ever see women at a wedding trying to catch the bouquet? Well, that ain't nothing compared to watching a bunch of Christians go after the flaming baby Jesus. Because it goes it ejects out of the manger. Anyway. Vernon Dozier said, didn't your dad ever put a banana in your shorts? Bobby the retard said, plane go boom, pants go brown. Steve Bozell said, the monkey called me a a-hole. All right, well, I got to edit that one. Here's one from Vernon Dozier. All you need is the courage to say, get in there and make me some bean dip. Brass Villanueva. No, Steve Bozell said, if a woman can get turned on by 6 inches of plastic, why can't a man? Another one from Vernon Dozier. I can't use some of these. They're a little crude. Here's one. Oh, this is the best one of all, and I saved it for the last. This is fantastic. This is Lloyd Bonafide. Listen to this. And that's when I watched the fun begin. I remember saying to my wife, watch this. And as soon as I said that, She got air, hit the median retaining wall at least 70 miles an hour, and skidded all the way down the wall until the front fender buckled and shredded the front left tire, and the wall took all the paint and trim completely off this yuppie Suburban. And I swear before God, all I did was reach for another egg salad sandwich. So there you go. Send it to phs@philhenryshow.com, phs@philhenryshow.com. Here's one from RC, just I'll throw this in. The Japanese, who do they think they are messing with? They think we're some kind of England or something? All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number that we would use were we to take any more calls, but we're not. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Phil Hendry Show, produced by Janice and Garrow, and our engineer is Mark Newman. Our associate producer is Chris Pelton. This is a production of the University of Georgia Agricultural Department. Bye-bye, everybody.
Mr. Wizard's Wardrobe by Penny's.